Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Great stuff. I can rely on you guys every week for something special.
This is Brewers 360.
2-0 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit to first. Played on the forehand by Vaughn with a mini slide. Now he slides into the first base bag. And he beats Marsh there. And this ball game is over. The Brewers with their seventh shutout of 2026. And their second shutout of this series. And it propels them to a series victory over the Phillies here this afternoon, winning by a final of 4-0.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Cannon and Dunphy, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Ridgetop. And joining us live online, coming off that series win against the Phillies this weekend and back to work tonight against the Guardians, Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Murph, we'll get it out of the way right away. Just want to find out how you're doing. I know you've been dealing with some hip pain and probably don't much care to talk about it, but you know a lot of fans are thinking about you and want you to be well. So what's going on?
Thanks. I got a bulging disc, a ruptured disc in my lower back, and I've got hurt hip surgery coming up. So that's not a good combination, but yeah, had great care. I mean, our trainers, doctors in the area, people that have helped me, it's incredible outreach, and yeah, I'm going to be okay.
So you're waiting till the All-Star break to do that, huh? Going to just suffer through here for the next couple of weeks?
I'm hoping so. Sorry, I'm putting ice in my cup. No, I'm waiting to see what the protocol is. I feel like the back might need to be taken care of first and then do the hip. But, yeah, it's all good. I don't do much anyways. I don't have to move around much.
Isn't it amazing, though, when you see the athletes these days doing whatever they're doing, and it's just like, wow, wish I could do that again.
Oh, no question. You know, I think about it all the time. My life was throwing batting practice and hitting fungos and doing all those things for many years, and now, you know, you're a little less limited. But someday I'll get back out there because I just got to get fixed up. Take me into the shop.
Are the guys being nice about it, or are they giving you a hard time?
Oh, they're having fun with it. I'm glad they are.
Well, let's talk about the series coming up against the Guardians tonight and coming off of that great weekend against Philadelphia, taking 2-3 from one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Phillies are a great, great club. They're built to win. They got their eyes on the championship. They've been close the last few years, and they've been, adding and subtracting, but really adding a bunch of prominent players. So they've got the team to do it. It just, we had a good series. We got Sanchez, which is a big thing to beat him. We didn't get Wheeler, but they're very, very capable.
So Cooper Pratt with the big club, the club hasn't officially announced it yet, but when he does make it there, what do you tell a rookie when they first show up to the clubhouse?
Yeah, I'm pretty standard on that. If Cooper's coming, I'll tell him straight up, hey, Coop, this is wonderful. This is enjoy every minute of it. But this is about the Brewers. You know, you're a member of a team. Don't forget it. The Brewers come first. And sometimes that eases their mind, you know, like I'm here for them.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't all about you. You don't have to get four hits tonight. You know, you just have to play solid defense and work in with your teammates and, meet the game halfway. What the game calls for, get it done.
Where do you pencil in a rookie in the lineup?
I would say 7, 8, or 9, probably.
And for fans, as Eric indicated, it has not been officially announced that he's part of the big league club. And after that, then that gives you the opportunity to put him in the lineup. So do you anticipate doing that as soon as he's available to you, Murph?
Well, I think whenever he comes, why not put him in the game? You know, like, what are we waiting on?
Why else even bring them up right?
All-star voting, Murph. I don't know how you coach or counsel your guys on how important this is. As an individual honor, any major leaguer wants to be an all-star.
Sure.
And right now, we the fans need to do a little bit of work for a few of our guys who should be higher up in the voting. But how do you counsel the guys about how much they should care about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's great value to becoming an all-star. It's a great thing. I think you can't have divided attention. You have to focus on the game tonight. Worrying about that or thinking about it or trying to strategize about it, bottom line is you got to go play. And thinking about those individual awards and everything can limit the way you play the game.
But it is fun to be able to announce that, right, when you know a guy's going to make it?
Oh, yeah. It's really fun. It's a great announcement. And his teammates are happy for him, and you know it's just great. And we've been lucky enough to have a bunch here over the last few years, so hopefully we've got multiple players this year.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, ailing hip and all, and back and all that. So hang in there, Murph, and you know fans want you to be well. So appreciate you being up early with us again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Brewers and Guardians tonight, 6:40. First pitch from American Family Field.
So I'm not sure what number he's wearing for the crew, but Cooper Pratt wore number 9 for the Nashville Sounds.
Okay, you want to do 9?
Caller number 9 right now gets a pair of tickets to see your Milwaukee Brewers.
Signing unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Caller number 9 who gets pancake on the line gets a pair to see the Brewers.
See what the good times are.